Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DG, As Funerals Past 4 p.m. This last segment, I talked about how my favorite thing in my life was putting my kids to bed and how Nick wouldn't let me do it. And I had Andrew pull that segment and I sent it to the kids. And Nick responded, he said, "Very sweet. I haven't bought you Christmas gift yet. Maybe this could be it."
Lets you carry him into bed?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's awesome. Want to do headlines, Rach?
Yeah, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So shoppers are planning to cut back on their Black Friday weekend shopping this year. Surveyed shoppers say they plan to spend 4% less than last year between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, citing higher costs of living and more fears of the economy.
I was going to take it all political. We probably should. We made it this far without being political, but it's just one of those things that even if you don't have your PhD in economics, when the White House tells you things are great and you know they're not, or like Trump just had his lowest ratings of all time across all the big five polling, and he put out a Truth Social saying, like, "I just had my highest ratings of all time." Like, we're just living in this upside down world.
Yeah, it's the spin machine. I mean, I remember when inflation first started becoming like a huge problem back in, like, I guess 2022-ish. Does that sound right to everybody? Whenever this stuff all really started happening.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it probably started before, but it has its ebbs and flows, and that was a bad run.
Yeah. But the messaging among Democrats was so frustrating to me because it seemed like a bunch of pundits were out there being like, "What are you talking about? Inflation? What? What are you even talking about? It's not that expensive."
It's because their people were in charge.
Exactly. And it's like, well, just because you haven't felt it yet in your pocketbook doesn't mean the average American isn't suffering and feeling this. And I remember saying on the air at the time, like, you're making a giant mistake downplaying this as if it means nothing. If there's one thing everyone can relate on, it's when things start to get too expensive. Right? Like, why are we gonna deny things are expensive when they are expensive? So it kind of started back then, and now we're reaching this fever pitch of like, wow, it's like, it's not getting any better. Like, things are just as expensive as they were before. I know this year, for me personally, I have just felt it way more than I have in years past. And I just think about it a lot more, and I know I'm not alone there. So yeah, I mean, it is frustrating with whoever it is in leadership when they want to pretend like you're overreacting to maybe one of the most relatable things you could ever talk about. And that's just the cost of living.
Yeah. Well, and you can here's the thing. Like, we talked about this last week, right? When I was it talking about prices or whatever, it was because Trump was saying something like prices are down or whatever. Or that's all fake news. Like, yeah, tell that to everybody going to the store.
Yeah.
And that's not something, that's a thing you can't BS people out. Now, people may choose to say, I'm not worried about that because of X, Y, and Z, right? I have my other reasons and I'm okay with all that. Like there are, you know, it's not that everybody's mad, but everybody who goes to the store knows that you're paying more. You just are. And it's, and to deny that reality is just, I mean, honestly, it's insulting.
Now, one way where we are feeling some relief economically, we're going to have the lowest holiday gas prices since the pandemic began. So, I mean, that's pretty exciting. Gas Buddy keeps a running tab of national fuel prices, and they're forecasting that prices are going to sit about $3.02 per gallon nationally over the holiday.
You know, and when you think about gas prices, typical gas, like Dave, how many gallons of gas do you think you use a week?
Oh, God. I would have no idea.
You use a tank? How many times do you fill up?
Yeah, maybe once.
Once a week?
Every 10 days.
So let's say that is $45. Mm-hmm. So if you save 20 cents a gallon, because I'm going on kind of like a 15-gallon tank, just using that as a number. So if you're saving 20 cents a gallon for 15 gallons once a week, how much money are you actually saving? A few bucks? That's the cost of increase in just one thing I buy at the store. Right? Like gas prices are a big deal, but they're not nearly as big a deal as food prices. When I look at a gas price, if it comes down a dollar, okay, well then even in that scenario, I would say $15 a week, maybe 20, but my cost of food is more than that up. So it's not, so it would have to go down an unreasonable amount to even have that impact. It's not going down a dollar a gallon. What's it down, like 15, 20 cents, 10 cents, something like that? So that, it sounds great, and I'm sure if you're a long-haul trucker, that's a big deal, right? If you drive, you know, if you have to fill up 3 or 4 times a week, it's a bigger deal for you than it is for the average person. But what's hitting everybody is all of the different costs that are rising, especially when you're talking about your weekly trip to the grocery store.
So there's a new transparency feature on X, formerly known as Twitter, that is causing confusion, and some people are getting pretty angry because this new feature about this account is revealing the locations of accounts. So the feature displays the country or region where an account is based. So it's showing that a lot of these like patriotic branded accounts on Twitter that are so like pro-America and American first are actually located overseas in places like Eastern Europe, Thailand, Nigeria, Bangladesh. So they introduced this feature as a way to verify content and limit the influence of troll farms. But I think it's just revealing more trolls and letting you know like, hey, your favorite patriotic Twitter account might have some different motivations behind the things they're saying on the platform.
Isn't it crazy? To that point, I saw a comprehensive study that came out. A lot of the Sunday shows talked about this, that 80% of Americans agree that compromise is the right way to run a government. 80%.
Wow.
And the media are catering to the 20%. To me, that's kind of evil.
Yeah. Well, the media oftentimes caters to Twitter, to X.
They cater to engagement. Yeah. That's exactly what they do.
It's that, and then I also think it might even not be so malicious as like, we want as much engagement as possible. That is definitely a factor. But I think there are many journalists out there who are so in the bubble, and everyone they know is on Twitter. So they think it's an accurate representation of the population when it really is not. It's kind of like what you talk about, Dave. I'm sorry, but forgive me if we haven't discussed this on the air, but it's like, oh, sometimes, you know, if you see a comment, it's like, oh, everybody feel, you know, this is how everybody's feeling. No, it's not. It's one comment. But you see why you get caught up in like, this is the consensus. This is where everyone's at. So when you're catering to a relatively small group of very online people, and the online currency is hyperbole and drama and engagement, like Kevin said, you're going to have this explosive stuff happening all the time, but it's bad for everyone.
Well, think of the layers that if the media, which is so powerful, is catering to social media and a big part of social media are just bots.
Yes. So we're being controlled from the outside,
yeah,
essentially.
Yeah.
We're foreign influences are controlling. Like, we have to wake up. We have to start doing things differently, yeah, than we are currently doing them.
I wish we would pay attention to, because the way that that our adversaries can get to us is not from invading the United States or dropping a bomb or even committing any act of violence. It's simply influencing and causing internal strife. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you just poke and prod and you allow people to then start fighting each other and tear each other apart, that divide can weaken us and strengthen the position of those adversaries. Even if it's not like, okay, we're going to collapse the U.S. It doesn't have to be that. They can just grow their share of whatever the pie is that they're trying to get by bringing us down a notch, and they don't have to fire a shot. Just set up troll farms, bot farms, and fuel the fire every day. And we take the bait like idiots.
So you guys remember the Trump mobile phone? Do you remember talking about this back? That was announced by Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump. Well, it's yet to be released 3 months after its planned launch date. But unfortunately, the company has already charged their customers for these pre-orders. But the launch date remains unknown.
Well,
their website has also removed references to the phone being built in the United States and now emphasizes American hands behind every device. So I am not sure what that is supposed to
mean.
Well,
those are what we call weasel words. We don't want to say that the parts are made somewhere else, so we're going to say this instead.
So they have a new tentative date set for the beginning of December. But they are attributing the delay in part to the government shutdown. So, I mean, I'm sorry if you ordered your Trump phone and they took your money and you don't have a phone yet.
How would that be related to that? I
don't know.
I'm not claiming to know that it isn't. I'm wondering how that would be connected to.
Yeah, is it connected to the government
like
in some way?
Like a private business.
I wish I could call someone to complain about my Trump phone, but alas, I have no Trump phone.
I got a phone.
I have no phone.
I have no phone, and I must call.
One more story here. This is funny because I just brought up ShamWow on the show last week. The ShamWow guy has filed to run for Congress in Texas as a Republican candidate. His name is Vince Offer. You know him as the ShamWow guy. We can all picture him. He's running in Texas's 31st congressional district. He's 61 years old, and he aims to unseat Representative John Carter and is one of at least 12 candidates seeking the Republican nomination. He said he has a desire to destroy wokeism and make America happy.
Not surprising. I mean, that sounds like what that guy would have been.
Right?
Yeah, the ShamWow, I was completely sold on those commercials. I'm like, I got to get one of these.
I hope he runs a clean campaign. Sorry.
I saw them at like Menards or something, so I decided to buy them there. And I'm like, it's just a towel.
It's
it doesn't do any of the special things it tells me it's going to do.
But wait, there's more.
Actually, I have a couple more stories. I lied. So Jack Dorsey, formerly of Twitter, we're talking about Twitter a lot during headlines today. But he has funded Divine. This is a Vine reboot that's going to include Vine's video archive. If you guys remember Vine, it was a 6-second looping video, kind of paved the way for an app like TikTok. I really don't know if TikTok exists without Vine existing first. But Divine will give access to more than 1,000 archived Vine videos. But here's the really cool thing they're doing. Divine is going to flag suspected generative AI content and prevent it from being posted. So, you know, most of these platforms just like try to catch an AI video and try to let you know that it might be AI. Divine is going to be searching for and removing anything that is AI generated.
I saw a story over the weekend. It's not a thing yet, but soon you'll be able to go into your TikTok and all of your settings and take out all AI.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that because I just don't find much value in it. Once in a while, I'll see like a kitty cat video and be like, that one was pretty good. That was kind of cute. But in general, I can absolutely live without it. Okay, we'll do one more story here. Labubu and K-pop Demon Hunters are going to be at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So something to look forward to this week, guys.
Very exciting.
Labubu and the K-pop Demon Hunters will have balloons at the parade this year. And it'll be on NBC and Peacock.
Do you guys watch the parade?
We could have a parade in downtown St. Louis for me.
Yeah, and I'm not going.
And I wouldn't go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts. Oh, 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 oh,
explore. 424 and DJ Asun KMOX. You know, Rach, I have this story that based on comprehensive studies across relationships, marriage, kids, religion, finances, that Americans have literally never been less happy than right now. And the number one reason given was that everyone hates each other. And I go back to your story during headlines. Wouldn't it just be the biggest screwing if we really are the most unhappy we've ever been for no real reason? That if it's the media catering to social media, which is half bots and half crazy trolls.
Yeah. And by media, I would specifically point to TV news networks.
Yes. Yes.
Because I don't think it's every radio station or every newspaper or every magazine. No. But on the national level, it is the biggest TV news networks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying, Dave. That is the saddest thing about where we are now is it is manufactured. When you look at what's actually going on, we're more connected than ever. We should be less lonely than ever.
Yeah.
People who have a hard time connecting with others in real life should theoretically be able to make very positive connections online. Because, I mean, maybe you live in a small town and you think differently than most of the people in the town and you have a hard time making friends with that type of person. You can connect with someone across the country who thinks the exact same way you do. And sometimes it does work out like that. But I think we're experiencing like a horrible, horrible side effect.
Yeah.
I think there are some like policy decisions that could be made to help. But I think the most challenging part is it comes down to personal decisions and personal convictions. And I just don't think a lot of the general public is even thinking about it enough to start making decisions, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like we think about this all the time because this is what we do and we are very online and we're very plugged in and all this stuff. But if you're just living your life and you pop onto social media for an hour a day, are you really thinking about like all the things going into that? Probably not.
Another thing to put into the equation that gives me some hope is that the things we're talking about literally didn't exist 25 years ago.
Yeah.
This is brand new. So I have some hope. Like I always ask you guys, you think this will go away? Do you think that we're ever going to kind of blah, blah, blah? And I've accepted that we're not going back to 1989, but maybe we'll get sick of this. Maybe in mass, we'll figure out what we've been talking about here and just go, well, we got to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's unhappy. Everyone hates each other. People are getting divorced. People are cutting off siblings because of politics and red and blue and Trump. And let's find a way to stop it.
Yeah, I'm a little worried, not pessimistic, but just worried that the tactic being used, like the method is new, But the tactic, which is essentially divide and conquer, has always worked.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Pagans and the Christians being pitted against each other by the Romans. I mean, like, you can go through history. There are always these things where it's not always a government. Sometimes it's just people. And sometimes it's just for money, not for domination or anything like that. That you're, it's not that hard to pit us against each other, you know?
She'll never hurt me. She won't desert me. She's an angel sent to me. She's got the devil.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.